Sometimes you gotta go back to actually move forward. I don't mean all the way back to dental school. Let's face it, that was an awful experience. But when it's all said and done, you still have questions. That's what Paul and Justin are here for. To answer your questions as your dental business mentors.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Dr. P.E. and Dr. J.B. trying to answer your questions. This is always off the cuff, so double-edged sword because you get the information that comes top of mind, which is often the best information, but we don't have time to sit and spend hours curating answers for you folks. So Paul reads the question or I read the question and we sort of just go with it. So I hope you're extracting value from that, or at least that's been the feedback to date. Paul.
I like when we disagree.
Yeah, let's do it more.
No, we don't disagree a lot. Let's get into it, man. We don't disagree very often. You know what? I'm going to read this question and whatever you say, I'm going to disagree with it. To some extent. I'm going to try.
Let me roll up my sleeves.
Why are you sweating? He's nervous. He's scary. I mean, don't disagree with me. He can't.
No chance.
Yeah, I know.
No chance.
All right. Someone talking about moving their practice. Like, at what point do you move your practice? Like, someone not very satisfied with their growth and considering maybe, just maybe it's my location and I need to move my practice. I've never moved my practice. Yep. I would. For certain reasons, but we'll get to them. I want you to go first so I can disagree.
Moving your practice, there has to be a very, very good reason for it, right? I think you touched on one of them, which is like the practice isn't growing.
Yeah. I think we should just skip like moving the practice because you're out of space and you need to more capacity.
Yeah, this is not an expansion problem.
Yeah,
it's not like that's a whole different ballgame, right? Because in that case, you might be better off simply keeping the practice where it is and finding another great location starting from scratch. Or if it's within the similar region, we've done this a lot. Well, I shouldn't say a lot. I've done it about 3 or 4 times. But we take a practice within that region. We see a great new location. We know the numbers are going to work on it because there's a high growth area. And that's why we opened in the first place on the first one. Stabilize very quickly, all that sort of stuff. So we'll just take a doctor and half the patients from like the doctor's patients and move them over to the other box, move them over to the other place, and then regrow the first and then be way past our break-even point, you know, from day one on the de novo. So that's that. But in terms of your point about I have a location perhaps that's not working out or I'm not seeing the right number of patients. Well, I always say you got to start with tearing that practice apart. It's like the open heart surgery on the practice first, right? We got to find out like, what is the issue? Is it your location? And if so, how do you know?
Well, I know one way you could tell is how are the people around you doing? Is nobody crushing it near you?
Sure. Yeah, that's fair.
Well, I'm in this building and there's 5 dentists. How are they doing?
Yeah, that'd be a pretty unique circumstance, right? But I mean, yeah, you're right. You can take a look at the people around you in a 5-mile radius and get people to call their practices, see how far they're booking out. Maybe you're a part of certain study clubs locally and then people are openly sharing information. That's valuable.
Send spies.
But ultimately, you can solve a lot of location problems through increased ad spend, external marketing, as long as you didn't open up a dud, right? And I've seen some of these locations. I've seen like inner city, downtown, third floor, super saturated. Quite frankly, if you're in a saturated region, that's the first thing to determine. It's like, if you're moving because there's not enough new patients, are you in a saturated place? I would probably get rid of it and move on to a better demographic. That would be my personal opinion. I wouldn't try to move practices because changing locations is very costly. You're removing everything from one. And if you're just going to move very close by, you're now doing TIs in another location. Okay. Highly likely, which is a scratch start. And at the same time, you got a landlord who's got a vacant property that's plumbed for a dental practice. What are they going to put there? So to me, it's not a logical thing to pick up and move unless you're selling that practice and then just picking up and leaving completely. That would be the most logical thing. It's like, let it go. Don't move the practice just because it's not doing very well. That's not, in my opinion, a wise choice. There are reasons for that. Your lease might be coming up. You're able to buy the real estate across the street. We can think of a bunch of nuances.
What if you move the practice and you destroy the place like an Illinois renter?
Yeah, like people flushing paint down the toilets and doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
Breaking the oven window and taking the broomstick to the ceiling and pouring wine on. I've never seen this. No, of course I've seen this. People do this all the time. When we evict them, they're like, oh, I'm going to destroy your place. Well, yeah. We can do that too, guys. We're good people. We would never do that. But yeah, somebody could just come in and just they could be like, oh, watch this. Watch this, guys. Oh, your old patients be going there.
The sky's the limit. Just use your imagination.
Yeah. What about in the situation, and this is probably not part of the question, but I want to move the practice because I just want to own my own building, switching from renting. It's an expense. It is a big expense.
Fair point, but quite frankly, the argument is, one, you got to factor in the acquisition cost of the building. Two, you're going to factor in the capital you're tying up in purchasing that building. Three, you need to factor in the current interest rates and the debt that you're going to have to service on that and ask yourself if it's actually more economical to stay in the place you are versus the mortgage you're going to pay. So there's other considerations there too. It's not always better to own the real estate, particularly if it's in an area that's not going to appreciate significantly. Now, if it's like a single tenant sort of situation where you can go in and put a lease in it, triple net lease in that thing, 10, 15, 20 year dental lease, you're going to grow your practice, sell it and keep the real estate on the back end. In those circumstances, sometimes it makes sense. But real estate's very simple because it's just simple math. And we could easily run those numbers. Even in that case, I would say, go start another practice in that building that you like. That's what I would do. I wouldn't move my practice just because I want to own the real estate. It's a real hassle to do that, quite frankly, I think, particularly if it's in a 5-mile radius, if you're just right there, you're moving to the same region. And then if you're planning on moving outside of that, well, what are you moving then? You're just moving equipment. Your patients aren't following you 20 miles away. Most of the time when people are moving, they're moving in a similar region within about 5 to 7 miles, and they just want to change the location because they don't feel like that's the right place for them. Maybe they're tired of the location, like you said, maybe they want to own the real estate, or maybe they feel like the practice is not doing well because of the location. If the practice is not doing well because of the location, which is the most likely reason for this question, most likely reason, then I would get rid of the practice and cut your losses and move on.
Yeah. I don't have anything to disagree with you on. I'm finding it very hard to find a disagreement.
I'm making it so hard.
You know what? Have you ever seen the movie Grandma's Boy?
No, I don't. If I did, I don't remember.
Okay. Yet. There's this one line. The one guy says something. He's just real egotistical. And he says something. And the one person goes, man, that's a great idea. And he goes, those are the only kind I have. That's what that just reminded me of. Okay. You know, I'm going to share a story. My practice, 5 operatories. We were at capacity and the plan was to move the office because we were going, when our lease was up, we were going to move the office. I was going to own the building and we were going to build a larger office. Now, fast forward a little bit, the space next door to me became vacant. I still had 4 years left on my lease and I just decided, you know what? We're just going to expand here. At this point, I have still considered it because I want to own the building and I want windows. We have windows in the front of our practice. We don't have windows in the back. And people in the Midwest, and I don't know how it is, I'm learning a lot about Canada lately from Justin, but I don't know how it is in Canada, but like this year, we have no windows in our practice except for the front. I mean, we were all like, it was like January 1st and we're already our February pale. So like February is like the time of the year where it's like, dude, I need a tan. I ain't seen the sunlight in ever. And like in Chicago, it's cloudy like 5 out of 7 days a week, you know what I mean? It's pretty cloudy. I was going to move the practice. I remember sitting there and thinking, man, like, okay, what did I pay? What did I put into this? How much of that is coming with me? And you're moving the chairs, you're taking the equipment and stuff like that. But a lot of that cost is those walls and the wires in the walls and the plumbing in the floor.
Downtime too for patients.
Yeah. And downtime. And I can't think of a situation where it would have made sense. And that's why I said, like, somebody on my team asked me, like, maybe 3 weeks ago, because we had a new building just pop up by us. It looks really nice and it's vacant. What do you think about moving the office here? One, I would never go move my office to go rent again. But it's just like we put too much into it. You don't get that. You don't get it back. You can't take it with you. So you'd have to have a pretty damn good reason to do it. And if it's because of location and your practice is doing poorly, I would agree with you. I think you just shut it down. Just move on.
I mean, and your problem, you solve with the tanning bed or a quick vacay.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. I mean, I can. Or I could spray.
You throw tanning bed in the back.
I could spray tan like my wife does. And she comes home and I can't touch her for like 24 hours. Like, don't touch me. And I'm like,
you got a handprint just on the, I won't go there.
Oh, dude, you know what's funny though? So when we change the sheets, you should see her side of the bed. It looks filthy. It's brown. It's gross. And it's not because it's because of the tanning stuff. But it's like, I'm just like, oh, look at your side of the bed. Gross. But it's really just because like she gets spray tanned.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I've been doing it on a regular.
You look spray tanned. Are you spray
tanned? I was a white guy this morning.
Is that a camera trick you're pulling or is that just like that?
No,
you?
Man. This is just my young skin.
Damn. To be an Indian. I'm envious of you. Just the skin's so clear and just so, such a nice tan. I mean, it's a great tan. You look really good. I feel like I'm very pale. And I want to take, I think I'm going to have to go to the tanning
bed. I feel like you have a healthy tan. I feel like you look good. No, and that's you got a digital nice fresh cut. And
that's a just a digital
trick. Oh, yeah. All right. All right.
Yeah. I cut my own hair. Did you know this?
Oh, nice work.
I know.
Good job.
I'm going to say I know.
It's like the dentists doing their own root canals and that kind of stuff. You should have made a video about that. And
I should.
Showed us how you did it, man.
So I cut this line. If you guys aren't watching this on YouTube, I cut this line in my part, like the hard part, they call it. So I take my beard trimmer and I just pop the cover off and I cut the line. And then I also trim my eyebrows because I don't know why ever since I turned 40, my eyebrows get really long if I don't trim them. It's really weird. I don't know why that happened late stage, but it just does. I went to trim my eyebrows and I set the trimmer, like you turn the thing on how long you want it. And I put it right there and I started moving. I stopped and I did not have that guard on there. It was still sitting in the drawer. I literally almost took my eyebrow flat off. And I don't know how long it takes an eyebrow to grow back because this has never happened in my life. But my heart was beating so fast. I couldn't believe I almost did it.
That's rough, man. Let's see that line real quick.
Let's see.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
It gets bigger and bigger.
Nice and straight.
Yeah.
Nice and straight.
Every time I do it, it gets a little bigger and the long hair is falling. I'm like, shit. It's hard to do. I'm getting better.
Yeah. I love it, man.
What the hell were we talking about? Oh, moving your practice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are we done with that? We done.
Yeah, moving your practice. I mean, I think it's pretty much wrapped up. There's the only reason I can justify to move the practice, aside from expansion and opening up a new location, is you're not doing so hot and it's time to move on, in my opinion. There'll be a bunch of people who disagree with that, and that's fine. But it's just because they don't know what they're talking about. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, they don't have good ideas.
They don't have a clue what's going on.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're self-proclaiming ourselves on this podcast. Like,
but if you do have some good reasons for relocating that you haven't heard, leave them in the Instagram comments. I'd love to read those and expand
that's a very
my
good,
knowledge base because you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, someone's going to teach us something. All right, dentalbusinessmentor.com. I was trying to come up with a new ending line. I always say I'll talk to you next time, but I don't know if I will.
Bye.
Bye. Were you one of the lucky dentists that got a tax surprise this year? Nothing like thinking that you have more money only to get that wiped away by a tax return. Or are you wondering why you are driving blind all year long, not knowing what your expenses are, what they should be, or how they compare to other dentists just like you? Enter Bull Moose Financial, a full-service accounting firm to handle your payroll, bookkeeping, tax compliance, tax returns and filings, as well as tax planning. And by tax planning, I mean knowing what you're going to owe well before the year is even over. I'm Paul Etchison, and I endorse working with Bull Moose. They were my CPA for many years, and if you want a responsive dental-specific CPA that will free you up from the burden of bookkeeping, payroll, and be attentive to your special needs as a dental practice owner, go to bullmoosefinancial.com. That's Bull, B-U-L-L, moosefinancial.com. Mention the Dental Practice Heroes podcast, and they will waive your $2,000 onboarding fee. So sign yourself up, and rest assured you know your CPA is doing all they can do to help and support your dental practice.